questions and answers.
Do the same general points apply for the children as for the adults?
Yes, exactly the same considerations. In particular, we should not tire the child's ear. Young ears can only listen for short periods, just a few minutes. When you notice their attention starting to wander, then that's enough for that day. But this shouldn't happen often because you're only listening for a few minutes anyway. Now, regarding the exercises themselves, the children should definitely do exercise 1, listening and drawing a color chart for the 12 tones. It's important to get them thinking always in terms of color.
When the child has learned to discern the colors of the basic 12 tones on his own instrument, should he then go on to another instrument?
There shouldn't be any rush on this. If the child plays flute, it's better to really, really learn the colors very thoroughly by playing tones 1 at a time. Even though we can't use chords on the flute, it's better to just focus on the child's own instrument until the color discrimination is quite well established. Then it's good to move on to the other instruments with other sounds.
When we're playing chords for them to identify, is it better to stick with simple chords, or should we try and make them complicated sometimes?
This is where the art of ear training comes in. Only you, as the parent or teacher, can determine